So play with me. You can shut your eyes or just listen. Just settle into your body for a minute. And think of three of your biggest identities. Like, one of my biggest identities is mom. If you've ever come, you've heard me talk about my kids. Okay? But it's not just mom. It's loving, fun, blessed, grateful mom. Okay? Another mom's identity may be exhausted, worn out, unrespected mom. So pick, you know, one to three of your identities just real quickly. The guy who gives too much? The woman who settled? The one who works really hard but doesn't receive what she thinks she could? You know, whatever your story is, pick your story. Nobody's going to know. It's just private. Pick a couple of your strongest identities. Don't be ashamed or hesitated about it. Nobody's going to know but you. Got one or two or more in there? Okay. Now, who would you be if you were able to let that identity go? Even mine, because I've done this work a long time, my identities are pretty good now. That took a long time and a lot of tapping. Like, you know, hundreds of thousands of hours of tapping. But even if I were to let mine go, it means I could show up even more present, more curious, and more positive expectation. Are you kind of following along? So just play for 1 minute. Who could you be if you let go of some of your identities? To be free of them doesn't mean you got to dump the good stuff. It just means you could expand the good stuff even more. Who would you be if you let go of the inherited human identity of scarcity, of expecting scarcity, or loss, or lack, however you frame it? But if you're human, you've had that trait passed down to you. Interesting thought. Anybody have any comments? Isn't that fun? It's like, I know what I'm doing. I'll go first. I've been stupid and wrong a million times. Let me pick something good to go there, right? Okay, so you want a cool experience?
Of course.
Okay.
No, we don't.
No? Okay. Yeah, so take a big breath. I'm going to tap you with you. I'm going to ask you to tap with me. A beautiful, beautiful affirmation. And then wait, let me see. Oh. Okay, I lied. All right, so the library will be short this week. Sorry, Laura Jane. All right, so everybody just relax in your chair. You don't even have to tap. I'm going to do all the work. You like that? Okay. All right, so let me get all cozy. All right, you ready? And I'll talk loud so Don can hear me too. Okay, you ready? So I'm going to talk louder. But I am going to use my voice for you to relax. So everybody get comfy, shut your eyes, relax. Nothing for you to do but listen to my voice and relax. Nothing for you to do. Nothing for you to decide. Nothing for you to accomplish. Just sit here and listen to my voice and physically allow yourself to relax. Okay, I'll bring you right back out of it. I'm not going to hypnotize you. Nothing weird is going to happen. There's nothing for you to do but listen to my voice and relax. I'm going to share with you in a meditative state a beautiful affirmation by Florence Shovel Schwinn. Are you ready? So you're just going to visualize or listen or check out, it doesn't matter, while I speak this affirmation. The light of lights is streaming now through your mind, through your body, through all your earthly affairs, revealing all in divine order. Your heart is a happy heart. A fearless heart, a forgiving heart, a kind heart. in its right place, doing its right work. The light of lights. Do you wonder what that is? Is that God's love? Is that unconditional love? Is it like sunshine? You can't really capture it, define it, hold it, but you can feel it, you can notice it, the beauty of sunshine. The light of lights. Imagine now that it is streaming, pouring through your mind, your conscious mind, your memories, your subconscious mind, your unconscious mind, streaming through your mind. Raising you to a higher frequency, all your thoughts, bringing light to the darkness, bringing light to the thought forms, to the judgments, to the limitations. The light of lights is streaming through your mind, and it's streaming through your bodies. Feel your bodies relax. Streaming through your body, through your muscle memory, through your cellular memory, through your emotional body and all the memories. Streaming through you now. Gently, lovingly, playfully raising your frequency in every cell of your body. Even the spaces between the atoms. The light of lights is streaming through all your affairs. Your work, your relationships, your obligations, your responsibilities. Streaming through all your affairs, revealing all in divine order. What does divine order mean? That you can relax, you can take a break. That there is a divine order. That you're doing the best you can and you can expect to do better. That you are not alone. That it can be better and you are supported and loved. And if this light of lights can stream through your mind, your body, and your affairs, revealing all in divine order, then your heart has permission to be a happy heart. A fearless heart. What does that mean, a fearless heart? It means you can be human and expect to have a better time. A fearless heart. You get to be in the human body on an earth filled with suffering. And yet you can experience your own consciousness, your own joy and worthiness. A fearless heart, feeling that it can deserve happiness and abundance. A forgiving heart, forgiving how hard it is to be human, forgiving our history, what we have inherited. The choices we have made and the choices we have not made, a forgiving heart, a truly forgiving heart, a kind heart, forgiveness with kindness, fearlessness with kindness, happiness with kindness, your heart in the right place, doing its right work. Now taking a deep breath. And gently coming back to me. Apparently you don't want to come back to me, but that's okay.